The Middle Finger 5K. Yes, it is what you think. Jen, how you doing, Jen?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dino?
I'm pretty good. Jen Harris is the vice president of the Middle Finger 5K. Thrive to Survive, helping local adults with cancer. So you've been doing this how long now, Jen?
So the organization, we're actually in our 10th year, which is pretty exciting. But the Middle Finger 5K, which we are kind of our fifth year, if we don't count the debacle that happened with the pandemic.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yes. Yeah, we met a long time ago to talk about, doing this 5K. And so just give us an overview of Thrive to Survive and how you help local adults with cancer. In your neck of the woods, let's put it this way. You're in Geneva?
Yeah,
yes.
We're in Geneva.
Okay, so you take care of people down there, Ontario County, pretty much, is that it?
Ontario, Seneca, Yates, Schuyler, and Wayne County. But we originally started just in Geneva, but in the last 10 years, we've grown to expand to the five counties that kind of surround Seneca Lake. We did that in 2012 is when we started, and mostly because we saw a direct need for those types of resources and support right here in our community, particularly for adults, and particularly with people that didn't have, like, breast and gynecological cancers, which, so we're kind of unique in that we support people with all types of cancers, and we support adults and we support their caregivers. But, yeah, 2012 is when we started. It's been 10 years already.
Wow.
Crazy.
And you provide, like, financial grants? Is that how it works?
So we provide some support groups. We meet monthly support groups, so we had to pivot and do that remotely for a while, but we're back. We just had our first in-person one this past Saturday. It was wonderful to see everybody again. We do have emergency financial grants that we provide, and those things can be used, to help cover co-pays. Even folks that have great insurance, those co-pays add up, trips back and forth, because we're in Geneva. Oftentimes people have to travel to Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse to get treatment. We provide pick-me-ups, so year-round we send little notes to say, hey, we're still thinking about you, keep going, whatever, with little gift cards. We do cancer comfort bags, so when people are first diagnosed, they receive a bag with information about our organization, a little blanket, notebook, just things that we found can be helpful to people when they're first diagnosed. And then we do, like, a bunch of health and wellness programming too. So we do, like, programming through our local YMCA where they get, like, 6 weeks of services around perseverance and kind of building their stamina, keeping up their strength. And then we offer them a 6-month membership that we pay if they participate in that, some acupuncture, massage therapies, those types of things, just to kind of keep
spirits up is important, right?
Keep spirits up. Keep them as, well mentally as they can while they're going through this kind of challenging time.
That, do you find that when you get a lot of people, when they're first diagnosed, they're really, like, bummed out? I mean, that's a slap in the face, That's like Will Smith. Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
No, I love it. It's like a Will Smith, and I just think the word cancer almost, causes everyone to feel like, oh my, is this going to be a death sentence? And we know it's not in a lot of cases, but it's just a hard word to hear, because even when the treatments are successful, it's a long road, right? And then there's all kinds of, like, residual things that happen.
So, the Middle Finger 5K, okay, a little kind of a catchy name for your race.
Yeah.
Explain that. I assume Finger Lakes has something to do with this.
Well, Seneca Lake is the largest of the Finger Lakes, and it's sort of in the middle of the Finger Lakes, so we kind of capitalize on its position. And then, of course, some people have a metaphorical meaning, like, give cancer the finger.
Yeah.
But I'll let you interpret it however you
want. That's right. That's right. So when is the 5K, and how do people get signed up?
Yeah, so the event is on May 14th, and it's a 6 a.m. start, and we do that on purpose because the sunrise is the hope of a new day, but also, you know, cancer doesn't know a clock, and so sometimes we get to run or walk at 6 in the morning, and somebody else is heading to treatment at that time, so we like to kind of celebrate the fact that we have the opportunity to do something fun, and people can sign up by looking at our website, so thrivetosurvive.org. There's a link there. You could probably also Google Middle Finger 5K, Geneva, New York, and we're using Run Sign Up as a platform. It's a pretty familiar platform for races and whatnot.
Right. And where do we run if we come down to it's out of Geneva, I assume, right?
Yeah, so it's right in Geneva. We start at Lakefront Park. It's a beautiful loop right at the north end of Seneca Lake. So it's all park, so you don't have to worry about traffic or anything. We do a great breakfast after with breakfast burritos and bagels and yogurt, and Kelly's Irish Pub opens for us at 8 o'clock, so people can get a free beer. At the night before, we do local wineries and breweries come down. So that's right at the Welcome Center too, the Packet Pickup, which is also a beautiful building if people haven't seen the Finger Lakes Welcome Center. But so we do free tastings and of wine and beer that night as well.
Yeah, but I mean, Geneva is beautiful now.
Yeah, Geneva really is beautiful. There's so much around us in terms of wineries, breweries. You can do a cheese tasting now. There's chocolate tastings. It's really nice. I'm hoping that everyone is able to recover from the last 2 years. You know, I know it's hit people pretty hard.
Yeah, it really has. And you have a team event too as part of the Middle Finger 5K? Is that true?
Yeah, so we encourage folks to get together with friends, family, coworkers, pretty much anybody they can stand for, you know, a couple hours. And then if four or more people sign up, everyone saves $5. So it was kind of a way to kind of encourage participation. We do have a lot of people that run like in honor of folks that they know that are going through something or have gone through something, and so the camaraderie of that I think is really special.
There's no person you can point out that hasn't been touched by cancer in some way, shape, or form. I mean, you know, they know somebody, they've had it. I mean, there's no way. Cancer touches so many people.
It's rare. I did a talk with a group of young people. They might have been 18-ish, and I asked them to raise their hand if they knew somebody that, you know, has had cancer, and I think only two people in a room of 30 raised their hand, and I was just like, oh, it's so sad. Like, they were young. They're 18 years old.
I've gone to two funerals in the last week and a half for because of cancer.
Well, I'm telling you, and in the last 2 weeks, we've provided 13 emergency financial grants in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So it's need is out there, and we all do this. There's a small board of us, four people. We all do it as volunteers. We all work full-time at our real careers, and so it's a big undertaking, but we feel really lucky that we've been able to say yes to everyone that's needed support. We haven't had to turn anybody away.
If somebody's down in your neck of the woods, because I'm here in downtown Rochester or Main Street, how do they reach out to you? Is it thrivetosurvive.org? Is that just go right there?
Yep, thrivetosurvive.org. Oftentimes we'll hear about people recently diagnosed, and so we send, like a confidential letter that just says someone that cares about you referred you to us.
Right.
And so then we give information that way so that people can decide if they want to participate and in what ways they want to participate. But they also, at the cancer treatment centers, we work a lot with the oncology centers in those counties, and so they also hand out information about us and let folks know that there are resources.
Middle Finger 5K is on May 14th at 6 a.m. But now this one run cannot fund all of your endeavors throughout the whole year. I mean, what else do you do to, generate revenue?
Yeah, so honestly, this is our biggest fundraiser. It has funded it. We've also been very fortunate. Friendly Ford of Geneva has done some big fundraisers for us with, like, Drive for Your Community events and things like that. We haven't been able to do that since the pandemic, though. So that we're really banking on the Middle Finger 5K to be a big shot in the arm.
Yeah. So let's see. What else was I going to ask you? Oh, you said something. People run for people. And I noticed in the notes you sent me something about Troy Ledden.
Yeah, Troy Ledden from SOTUS, Williamson area. His daughter had started a team back in 2017 when we first started. And then, like, she was registering people, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And I was reaching out, and I was like, hey, we're running out of shirts. Like, it's the last day to register. Hey, we're going to sell out. And then she's like, I didn't hear from her. And then all of a sudden she sent me an email. She's like, can I add a few more people late? And I was like, of course. Well, they ended up adding, like, 35 people.
Wow.
He had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And he knew that they were all getting together in his honor, and he was hoping to be here, and it didn't work. He ended up passing away right before the event, but he had told his family that he wanted them all to come and participate anyway. And so they postponed his services, and, like, I think that first year maybe 75 people from the SOTUS Williamson area came. Half of them didn't have shirts because by then we were out, and they just didn't care. They made their own shirts. They had shirts that said Team Destroy, like, you know, DDS.
Right. Yeah.
And since then, they've been consistently our biggest team. And in 2019, they had over 100 people registered for their team.
That's cool.
And his wife, Kim's been helping to recruit people this year and get some people registered from that way. So
that's a great story. That is really a good story. So
I wish I had met him. I've met the whole family.
You never met Troy.
I never got to meet Troy, but last year when we did it virtually, they had so many shirts, so I reached out to Kim and I was like, hey, I'll meet you in SOTUS so we don't have to ship all these shirts. And when I got there, they had gotten me a pair of socks that had little middle fingers all over it.
That's too funny. Okay, so let's do this. ThriveToSurvive.org, Saturday, May 14th, 6 a.m., the Middle Finger 5K to support Thrive to Survive, helping adults with cancer. Jen, any other parting words you have for us? Get people to come from wherever they're listening right now to come on down and sign up?
Yeah, come from wherever. Come check out Geneva. You could spend the night. Tons of great wineries, breweries. It's a great event. It's such a feel-good way to start the day. And honestly, you're done. Like, you know, I'm usually even packed up and out of there by 8:30 in the morning. So you got the whole day ahead of you.
Right. You can go down and hit the wineries and do all that kind of stuff afterwards. Yeah, that's great. Great way to start the day. Jen, good luck with the Middle Finger 5K, May 14th, 6 a.m., thrivetosurvive.org. And thanks again for sharing with us.
Yeah. You know, thanks so much for having me today.